This Chazor of Zeichen Eshabach has a shag of Am Yehudim Sechem Schul and Daf Gimel. Abayi now gives his explanation of the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says Kol HaKol Shaychnin, it comes to include a Kuti. However, that's only true when a Yid stands and watches the Shechita. If the Yid is just walking in and out and is not there for the entire Shechita, the Kuti may not Shech the Chatchila. If he did Shech without a Yid there, we cut off a Kazayas and we give it to the Kuti to eat. If he eats it, we can eat from the Shechita also. If he does not eat from it, we cannot eat from it. The Mishnah then says, except for Chesh of Cotton, which means that these people may not even Shech B'diyevid because of the concern that they will not do a Shechita properly. What does the next part of the Mishnah mean? The Mishnah says if any of them shechted with a Yid watching them, it's kosher. They can't be referring to Cheshet of Katan because since that's the immediately prior thing spoken about in the Mishnah sort of said if they shechted, it also can't be referring to a Kuti because the Mishnah already said that if a Yid watches the Shechita of a Kuti, it's kosher b'dievet. So this remains a kasha. Rava asks, is that really true that if a Yid is just walking in and out, not there for the entire Shechita, the Kuti may not shech l'chatchila? Mishnah says, if a Yid leaves a goy in his store alone with barrels of wine, but the Yid walks in and out, the wine remains mutter. After the word, the Mishnah also doesn't allow that to be done l'chatchila. It means that if a goy was left alone and a Yid walked in and out, it remains mutter, but the Yevit. Another Mishnah says that the watchman who is guarding wine does not need to sit and guard it constantly. Rather, if he walks in and out, it's mutter. This clearly refers to l'chatchila. And if so, it should make the Shechita mutter l'chatchila as well. Rather, Rava said when the Mishnah says Hakol Shechnim comes to include a Kuti. However, that's only true when a Yid is at least walking in and out during the Shechita. However, if he did Shech without a Yid even walking just in and out, we cut off a Kazayis of meat and give it to the Kuti to eat. If he eats it, we can also eat from it. If he doesn't eat from it, we can't eat from it. The Mishnah then says except for Cheshet V'Katan, which means that these people can't even Shech B'diyevet because the concern that they will not Shech properly. What does the next part of the Mishnah mean? The Mishnah says, if any of them shechted without it, with a Yid watching, it's still kosher. Now, I can't be referring to a Chesh of the Katan, because since that's the immediately prior thing spoken about in the Mishnah, the Mishnah would have said, if they shechted. Also, can't be referring to a Kuti, because the Mishnah already said, that if a Yid walks in and out during the Shechita of a Kuti, it's kosher b'diyevet. More says, this remains a kasha. Okay, Rav Ashi now gives his explanation of the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says Hakol Shoich, then it comes to include a Yid who is a mummer to eat in the veil of Teyovin for pleasure, as opposed to a mummer who does things to spite. And as Rava says, that one may examine a knife and give it to a mummer to shecht with, and may then eat from the shechita. However, if the knife was not examined before the shechita, he may not shecht ratchila. If he did shecht without having the knife examined, it should be examined after the shechita. If it's found to be good, we can eat from the meat. If it's not good, we cannot eat from the meat. Mishnah then says, except for Chesh Shavikayin, which means that these people may not even shecht b'diyevet. Because they're concerned that they will not check properly. What does the next part of the Mishnah mean? The next part of the Mishnah means effectively. The Mishnah says if any of them shechted with a Yid watching them, it's kosher. Now this can't be referring to Cheshet V'Katan because that's the immediately prior part of the Mishnah should have said if they shechted. Also can't be referring to Yid as a mummer because the Mishnah already said if he shechted with a check knife, it's mutter even the chatchila. And if it was not checked, then let them check it now, even if nobody was watching the shechita. If the knife is no longer here, it will be possible even if a Yid saw the shechita. Mar said this remains a kasha. Ravina now gives his explanation of the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says Hakol Shoichnim, it means all people who are a mumcha, are well versed in the halacha of the Shechita, may shech l'chatchila even if they are found not to be murzik, meaning they haven't been established as being skilled in the act of Shechita by having shechted in front of us three times. However, this is only when the person is known to be proficient in the halacha, he has been tested. But if he's not known to be proficient, he may not shech l'chatchila. If he went ahead and shechted, we can test him afterwards. If he's found to know the halachas, we can eat from Shechita. If he's found not to know the halachas, we cannot eat from Shechita. Mishnah then says, except for Cheshire de Vikotin, which means that these people may not even shech b'diyevet because concerned that they will not do the Shechita properly. What does the next part of the Mishnah mean? The Mishnah says, if any of them shechted with a Yid washing them, it's kosher. They can't be referring to Cheir Shoyt of a Katan because since that's the immediately prior part of the Mishnah would have said, if they shechted. It also can't be referring to someone who is not a Mumcha because even if no one saw the Shechita, we can simply test them later. Mar says the Mishnah is referring to a case where he is not around later to be tested. Others say that Ravina said when the Mishnah says Hakol Shoichnim, it means that all people who are murzik may shech l'chatchila, even if they are not a mumcha. However, this is only where the person shechted in front of us two or three times and did not become faint. But if he did not do so, he may not shech l'chatchila out of concern that he will become faint during the shechita. If he went ahead and shechted anyway, and he says that he's certain that he did not become faint during the shechita, his shechita is kosher b'diyevet. The Mishnah then says, except for Cheshire de Vikotin, which means that these people may not shecht even b'diyevet because they're concerned that they will not do the shechita properly. What does the next part of the Mishnah mean? The Mishnah says, if any of them shechted with a Yid watching them, it's kosher. This can't be referring to Cheshire de Vikotin because since that's the immediately prior part of the Mishnah should have said, if they shechted. It also can't be referring to someone who's not murzik, because even if no one saw the shechita, if he says that he's certain that he did not become faint, we said that the shechita is kosher. And for tomorrow, the Mishnah is referring to a case where he's not around later to be asked. Ravina and Rabbi Ula did not explain like Abai, Rav, and Ravashi, because all of them could not explain the ending phrase of if any of them shechted. All the others did not explain like Rabbi Ula, because according to the version that answered that our Mishnah is the main teaching of the halacha of the tummy person, they would ask that the other Mishnah in Zvachim is really the main source, because that's where the halachas of Kachim are discussed. According to the version that says the Mishnah in Zvachim is the main source and our Mishnah only mentions the case of Kachim because it's teaching the case of Chulin, that teaching alone is not needed, because Chulin is prepared on the level that's prepared on the level of Kachim is not treated like Kodesh. All the others do not explain like Ravina, because according to their version, that it's dependent on whether he's a mumcha. We have a rule that most people who engage in shechita are mumcha. Therefore, we can presume that someone who shechted is a mumcha. According to the version, that it's dependent on whether he's murzik, they would say that we're not concerned for a possibility of someone who becomes faint. Rava did not explain like Abaya because of the question that Rava asked, and Abaya's explanation, like we said before. Abaya did not explain like Rava because of the case of the wine is different, because the guy was never found to have been touching the wine, whereas in the case of the kuti, he was found touching the animal. And without seeing the entire shechita, we can't be sure to its validity, because it takes a split second to make a shechita puzzle. Rav Ashi doesn't say that Abaye and Rav because he holds that kutim are not yidin and therefore they're not kosher to shecht at all. Abaye does not say like Rav Ashi because he does not hold of the ruling of Rav that such a mummer is allowed to shecht. Why doesn't Rav explain like Rav Ashi, since the explanation is built on his shita? And for the Gemara, Rav in fact does explain like Rav Ashi. When Rav gives the other explanation, saying that the Mishnah refers to a kuti, he does so only according to the view of Abaye.